Strange Adventure.
The native boatman furled the sail of the outrigger canoe as the craft moved toward the shore of the small island of Tariki. The boat grounded upon the sandy beach, and Ralph Simmons, the lone passenger, stepped out. Then the native boatman left. A tall, swarthy man stepped out of a thatch-roofed hut and walked swiftly toward the beach. Ralph started up the path to meet him. There was a smile on the lips of the Frenchman as he spoke.
Monsieur, what brings you so far, mon ami?
I'm Ralph Snyder from San Francisco, and I'm looking for my brother, Peter Snyder. I heard in Papeete that he owns a plantation here.
Oh, I am Armand Gabriel, your brother's partner. I'm so sorry, I have bad news for you. Your brother died over a month ago.
The Frenchman explained as the men walked toward the hut.
Your brother was on his way to Makiti Island for supplies when a sudden storm came up and drove him onto the coral reef. I was not able to help him.
The hut was a shabby two-room affair. Gabriel led the way to the inner room.
This was your brother's room. I hope you will not mind spending the night here. You will please excuse me?
Ralph's eyes fell upon an unfinished letter on the crude table. It was written by his brother, and Ralph noted the date. The letter had been written 2 weeks ago, and Gabriel had told him that his brother had been dead for over a month. Ralph looked up to see the Frenchman standing at his side, leaning heavily on his cane.
It is bad luck to eat another's letters, especially for you. For now you must follow your brother in death.
With the speed of a panther, Gabriel raised the cane and smashed it down upon the young man's head. Ralph awakened to see Gabriel standing over him and found himself trussed with bits of coconut fiber twine.
You came to the island at the wrong time. As long as you are still alive, I am not safe. For you would find out that I drove your brother off this island and took his wealth.
Gabriel then dragged his helpless victim outside the hut and propped him against a coconut tree.
You murderer! What are you going to do? I'm sorry, I have no gun. But you will not live too long. There are giant crabs here that will leave nothing but a pile of bones. Goodbye, my friend.
Then Ralph fell into oblivion. When Ralph regained consciousness, he was surprised to see a group of French Marines coming up the beach toward him, led by a heavily bearded man. The bearded man cut his bonds and helped him to his feet.
Say, looks like we got here just in time, brother.
Brother? You're Pete.
Yeah, beard and all.
Oh, I thought you were dead.
Gabriel plotted to get rid of me some time ago, so that the plantation and my money would be his. I escaped to Mahivi Island, though, in a canoe Gabriel tried to wreck. I asked help from the police there, and they brought me back here.
Well, where's Gabriel now?
He's dead. He was killed when he resisted arrest on his own boat.
Ralph Snyder stumbled into the hut, thankful that he had found his brother, and the Tariki was no longer an island of mystery. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen again to another tale of
Strange Adventures.